Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome back to the DDP. Yesterday, I gave you my lifelong, prior to the revelation of God's grace, my lifelong definition of the grace of God. And it made me sick. I just getting done with that DDP, I thought, oh, can you believe that this is how I felt about God's grace? Well, now, today, let me tell you why I did that. It's because Titus chapter 2, verse 12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, and we're in the middle of a sentence, and that sentence is that the grace of God hath appeared. What does the grace of God do? It teaches us to deny ungodly lusts. So the reason I gave you that story yesterday is to tell you this today. The grace of God, while it was given and is given to bring salvation to men, that salvation should never be viewed in traditional terms of a one-time event where you go to an altar, kneel down, say a prayer, sign a card, repeat words, and then say, that's the moment I got saved. That is not the purpose of God's grace, is to bring a one-time event of salvation. The purpose of God's grace is to bring an ongoing event of salvation into your life. Yes, God very much wants you to believe, and He'll bring salvation into your life. But grace is for more than a one-time event, say a prayer, sign a card, get dunked in a baptistry. It is for the daily salvation of believers, and part of our salvation, our soteria, our coming to wholeness and peace and health and rest, is being taught. It is the grace of God that hath appeared unto men, bringing salvation, teaching us to deny ungodliness. So what does the teaching? And the answer to that is the grace of God. So God's grace is not only to save me, God's grace is to teach me. So it is more than just coming to an altar, getting saved. It is a day-to-day experience with the person, Christ Jesus. It is knowing that He is teaching and training me, bringing me into a knowledge of who He wants me to be. Why Titus 2 and 12 is so important is it is the verse that, among many, but it's the one that the most clearly elucidates the idea that men will not learn to live right by being taught the commandments. In fact, Paul's instruction in 2 Corinthians 3 was that the Ten Commandments, he doesn't say the Ten Commandments, he says that which was written and engraved on stones. What was written and engraved on stones, everybody admits, was the Ten Commandments. He says that which was written and engraved on stones was the ministry of death, the ministry of condemnation. It actually ministered death and condemnation into the people that it spoke to. Paul would write to Timothy, the law is not given for an unrighteous man, but for a righteous man, but for an unrighteous, for the ungodly, and for sinners. Why? To show them their sin. 1 John 1 is to show you your sin. And if you will admit that you have it, then you can receive the grace of God, which then goes to work not only to forgive you of your sins, but goes to work to teach you all of the things that you need to know. And some of my greatest conflict with other ministers have been that I am adamant in believing that grace will teach you how to live right. And I want to explain that tomorrow, and I want to explain why. I'm going to just say this and leave you with it, and you can think about it. I want to explain why it's not working in some places. They're teaching grace, but people are not learning to live right. I'll show you why tomorrow. See you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.